Yeah, it's tough. I mean, he played so well, and anytime your goaltender plays that well and keeps you in the game, you want to reward him with a win, and we were close, but didn't quite get it done. So it's a sour taste in your mouth, but at the end of the day, we got to concentrate on today and get ready for tomorrow, because you can't dwell on it. I mean, we're playing a lot of games this week, and we need the points. So if we're thinking about last night, then we're not getting ready for tomorrow.
Caused you guys the most
problems? Well, I mean, they press up on you a lot. They have four lines that can play, that can score, and so, you know, they're just rolling through their four lines, and you know, every line is dangerous. So, you know, they pinned us in our end a lot, and just threw a lot of pucks at the net. You know, their defensemen did a good job, I think, of getting their pucks through, and if you saw some of their goals, I mean, it was a lot of rebound goals, and A lot of the pucks from the point were kind of popping out, and their forwards were jumping on them. So, yeah, like I said, Pav, he kept us in it. You never want to give up that many shots. I mean, you know, when you're giving up that many shots, it means you're not doing your job. So it was disappointing that way, but we still gave ourselves a chance to win, just didn't get it done.
I'm paraphrasing, but the coach said after the game last night something to the effect of, you know, you can either kick a team when they're down and try and force more out of them, or you can get over it and move on and let the guys find their game. How important is it that he takes that approach, that he doesn't dwell on it and doesn't pound it into you day after day?
Yeah, I mean, I think he does a good job of picking the spots when to pound it in, because sometimes, you know, it needs to be pounded in if you're not quite getting it. But I think he knows, and we know that we know how to play, and we know that, you know, last night was disappointing. But again, at this time of year, you need points, and it's important to move on and concentrate on the next game. And I think, it's important. He knows that we got a big one again tomorrow night.
Have you seen a performance like that by a goalie? Have you been involved in a game like that, 50-plus shots before? And
I don't know about the exact shots, but I mean, once in a while, your goaltender puts up a game like I haven't seen one in a while. I mean, that was pretty impressive. As a defenseman, though, you're happy for him, but you're also disappointed in yourself, because if you're giving up that many shots, you know, that means you're not doing your job. But, you know, good for Pav, and it's just wish we could have gotten him a win.
I would think on the bench at some point during that game, you guys must look at each other and go, man, is he feeling it tonight? He's in a different zone.
Yeah, you are. But then again, you're thinking, oh, we got to give him a break here. We got to start helping him out a little bit more, because that's a lot of shots for somebody to face. I mean, no matter how on he is, he can't save everything. If you're giving up that many, sooner or later, it's gonna find its way in the back of the net.